Nice.
But I want to give you guys some stats because there's an amazing story behind this gentleman. He's an NBA All-Star. He was drafted in 1995. He's the 18th pick and played for the Detroit Pistons. So you guys,
my hometown,
you guys
absolutely.
Are homies.
Yep, yeah, absolutely.
And then he played for the Philadelphia 76ers. He was the All-Star center for the All-Star team in 2001. But he couldn't play because he had some injuries. And he missed the most of that in the next season. He was then traded to the Atlanta Hawks. And he was given the news that I'm sure every sports star doesn't want to hear, that his career was over. But then something happened. And I'm going to read you a quote. The quote is, he rebounded to post 262 blocks in the 2003-04 season, which led the entire league. And he had the best season of his career. And after that, after they told him he would no longer play, he played for 10 more years.
Bring him out.
I think we better.
Bring him out. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Theo Ratliff. How are you?
Yeah, go ahead. Grab a seat.
Theo. Yeah, please. Please sit down.
Oh.
Look at that, huh?
Yes. It's a little different.
How are you, you sexy beast? You look amazing.
Oh, doing great. Doing great.
How are you?
Yes. Enjoying all the beautiful people.
Suddenly, I feel like we're on SportsCenter.
Enjoying, taking pictures, and just enjoying the rebound.
Theo, I have to ask you a question. First, I have to apologize. I know that you're a professional. You've been to events all around the world. You've played in front of tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people. I have to apologize that we kind of forced you to come here in front of this guy.
Oh, that's my friend. I remember him from last year.
Oh. Thank you.
He's a good
Come on,
guy.
Give Daddy some sugar. Come on now.
Theo, I'm sure that our audience is wondering when I said something happened and you went from, they told you you were never going to play again, to going to have not only your best season ever, but breaking league records. What did happen?
I mean, the miracle of 90 for life, you know, having an opportunity. At the time, it was called Pig Pack Plus, right? but the 90 for life just helped save me throughout my career. You know, when I got those injuries, and I got that final injury with my hip and just wrecked my hip, and I tried to come back, and nothing was working. And once I got introduced to the minerals and understand what mineral deficiency was and all the different ailments that it caused, you know, especially athletes with early osteoporosis and different things of that nature, I was sold. You know, I was sold, and I got on it, and I got on it, and I was very diligent, you know, in my routine every single day, taking all the products that I need to take, and having the opportunity to speak with the great Dr. Joel Wallach about the rebound. I mean, about the minerals and the mineral deficiencies. It just changed my life, and like I said, I came back better than ever the following year. Basically 2 years in a row, I won the shot blocking title, second team all defense for the NBA, and that was unheard of at that time for the injury that I had, and I give it all up to taking the 90 for life and the minerals.
So what exactly... What exactly was your injury? Was it early onset osteoporosis, or did you fall and something happened? I mean, all of a sudden you woke up and your hips were killing you and you just couldn't move the way you did. What exactly was the injury?
No, I mean, funny thing is, even before I got drafted, we have a combine, and when they did all the X-rays and the MRIs and different things of that nature, they told me I was suffering from degenerative bone disease.
Even before you were drafted by the Pistons.
I was drafted. Okay. So I already had bad knees,
right,
so to speak. and it held true with some of the different injuries that I got after that. And I didn't know what it was because I thought I took care of myself as best as possible, as best as anybody in the league, where guys were going out all night. I was in the house. And I was, you know, I was doing the juicing and I was doing everything that was right. But my body was starting to break down. So, like I said, with the grace of God, having a Dr. Joel Wallach to come in my life and actually give me that education about minerals, it just changed me forever.
Now, what were you taking? What were you taking as far as the mineral? I mean, you don't need to say everything, but was there any one particular thing that you had taken that really helped you out? And how quickly did you notice the recovery?
Definitely, I was taking the Ultimate Minerals, the Cherry Men's, the Glucogel, the EFAs, Osteo, of course, Osteo Plus. And of course, when the rebound came around after I recovered and had great success, that was, you know, a mainstay for me.
Now, I hurt my hip one time. I fell off a bar stool.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And I know, I'm telling you.
Sports injury.
I'm telling you, it is. I was watching a game you were playing.
Wow.
I felt so bad, I fell off the bar stool to replicate your injury.
Oh.
You're welcome.
Yeah. We connected like that.
Yeah, we did.
I understand.
We're on it.
Now I understand.
Exactly.
I restate my comment.
And since I've been taking rebound, I have not missed a happy hour since. How about that, ladies and gentlemen,
yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
Come on. How about it for an injured Irishman coming back?
Oh, Derek, you're killing me. It's true, though. There's a plaque where it happened.
Who would you play? Who would you like to play against right now in the NBA? Of the guys, of the stars that are out there, nobody.
Retired is retired.
Trust
me, I enjoy watching.
LeBron James?
I played against them, actually. I was around.
But he was when he just came in. Okay, that's right, okay.
So I was still running with the young guys.
Did you get him?
Of course.
Did you get the best of them?
Yeah. I was right here with the Lakers.
You can make it up if you didn't. That's all right. No one's going to Google it.
Of course.
No one's going to Google it. Awesome, you live by that, don't you, Garrett?
Who would you?
Just make it up. That's what he said. Just make it up. It don't matter if it's true.
Who would you like, if you could play in your prime, who would you like to play against right now in the NBA? That's one of the new studs right now that you think you could take. Or you'd be confident?
Like I said, I just retired 4 years ago. I played against all those guys. Although I'm 60 years old, according to you. I played against all those guys.
Oh, Derek. You know,
what was it like playing with a wooden basket?
Derek, you didn't know this, but I was trying to help you out, buddy. We had ESPN in the back of the room scouting you today, and you just blew it.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do?
A couple of years ago, Youngevity, to honor Theo, created a product called Rebound. It's adorned with his... picture, and also they created an award called the Rebound Award, and it has everything to do with bouncing back from adversity. So we're going to give out the Rebound Award tonight because